After World War II, from 1946 to 1964, a new breed was raised up. A strong clan of brilliant, fearless, invincible people. Ones who believed they could do anything. Who changed the very culture of the entire world. This clan is the tribe known as the Baby Boomers. But somehow life happened. The J-O-B, the family, the kids. For some, divorce, remarriage, more kids, moving, new jobs, layoffs. And then the very people whose motto was, never trust anyone over 30, suddenly passed that age and now are double it. Many now with dim vision, lost hopes, and broken dreams are fearful that it's all over and the only thing that's left is regret. But out of the ashes was born Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again to surpass their glory days and achieve even greater things now. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Nope, it's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Hey, Bobby, Bobby boy. Yes, Grandpa, go fix it the world. Here's Bobby.
This is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, your buddy, coming to you today on a overcast Chattanooga, Tennessee day. Yes, indeed, it isn't raining yet, but they keep predicting it. Yes, I hope they are predicting wrong. I don't mind when the weatherman gets it wrong, if they're predicting bad weather. I hope the weather where you are is nice, and no matter what time you're listening to this, I hope you're well. What's up? Today, baby boomers, today's title, I had a different title I was going to do, but, you know, I went home last week, did the whole sickness-itis again. I got home Friday, went to bed, and stayed in bed for, I don't know, maybe my batteries just need a recharging or I need to get new batteries. This old baby boomer's batteries are going down. Anyhow, yeah, I'm getting sick of that. But I had a different episode that I wanted to talk about, but I'll talk about that later. Right now, I came up this morning before I went into the old J-O-B. I came up with the idea I was thinking because it seemed like my body is loyal to the job. It ain't loyal to my family and fun when the weekend comes. I want to be healthy and strong and do things with the missus. We were supposed to go do things, but we didn't. That goes along with the last episode or two ago, but I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. I don't like getting sick, but we're working on that. The missus and I are trying to figure out whether it's the apartment we're in. They got, dirty air ducts or some kind of something, or maybe it's just allergies, plain old allergies, because in Tennessee has, I did not know it, but they say Tennessee is one of the most allergenic states. Is that the correct term? Yeah, people get a lot of allergies here in Tennessee because what I'd heard is they have a lot of flora and fauna and trees and all sorts of stuff. They got a whole bunch from up north and a whole bunch from down here in south, so they got a lot more types of plants and trees and stuff because it's like midway south, north, south, so there's more things to be allergic to. I didn't know that. I never had problems with allergies, not much, and so it could be because me and the missus seem like I get it, then she gets it, then she gets it, I get it, and it might be that my workplace or the fact that flus and all that stuff is going around, very contagious. This new flu, I think I talked about in the last episode or two or three or four ago, or several times, but this whole COVIDian virus or COVID virus, coronavirus, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I'm thinking another, watch, put on the aluminum hat, conspiracy. If it was created as a biological warfare agent, and I was in the Army, the NBC, NCO, that's a nuclear biological and chemical warfare NCO, non-commissioned officer in charge. Yeah, I learned a lot about that kind of stuff, and if this thing was created in a lab by the coronavirus, well, it's created to be even stronger than the regular regular old virus that if you try to kill it, it'll mutate to something else. Well, this one just keeps mutating, gets stronger, gets better, and if it was created to do that, well, it's doing it. And it could be that we're just getting that, and then the people at work, of course, when you're working in a hospital, there's sick people that come to the hospital. Imagine that. Yeah, and so for those of us that work on equipment and stuff in patient areas, and if a patient, you're not too careful, yes, you got to wear your mask and your gloves and all that stuff, but you know, sometimes you just can't avoid it, and you get sick, and then you pass it around to the folks that you work with, and then they go home and give it to their family, and then the family goes to church, and then the church goes to school, and then, yeah, here we go. So anyhow, we're trying to figure it out. We're depending on the Lord, really, to get us out of this mess and break this bond and yoke of infirmity. Yes. So what is the title of today's episode, Bobby? Glad you asked. It is, Oh, To Be Young and Strong Again. Yes, as I was thinking about this here, being so tired, just want to lay down. You don't even necessarily want to sleep. You just want to lay down. You know, you get up and you go do something. Baby boomers, have you ever discovered any of this? I know we get our aching knees and joints and hips and all that stuff, and sometimes it gets to be a little hard walking around. Sometimes, I remember an Andy Griffith show where the fella told the doctor when he raised up his arm, he says, it hurts when I do that. And the doctor said, well, then don't do that. It's, you know, it's just kind of, I guess we are not made to last forever. We wear out. That is the nature of the beast. It makes me wonder, because when we're young, you know, young and strong, you can do any, or you think you can do anything. You think you're invincible, you're never going to die, you're just going to be like Superman and all that stuff. Yeah, but I was young and strong and doing all that there, jumping and weird stuff, thinking I couldn't get hurt and I would just be okay. Yeah, I was afraid of death, believe it or not, or weirdly enough. I didn't want to die. I didn't want to go. I wanted to stay young and strong. And the funny thing is, now that I'm getting older and not as strong, I don't want to say weaker, but I reckon that's correct as well. But now that I'm not as young and not as strong, I don't fear death. And I'm closer to death today than I was 40 years ago. But for some reason, I'm actually not worried about it. And if the aches and pains and stuff, yeah, it's a little bit frustrating. And yeah, it kind of wears you out, and you get tired of it when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you want to be up and about, but you have a hard time just getting up to go to the bathroom and get back into the bed. But nowadays, I'm actually looking forward to the kingdom. The promise that Jesus gave when he came and gave his life for us so that we could be in the kingdom. Father gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall be saved. I am hoping that promise is true, and I'm believing that it'll be good. Yes, it will be good. And I'm looking forward to that when I'm not going to have no runny nose and I will have more energy. And from what I understand of your spirit, you don't got to sleep. Why would you need to sleep? So that's something I'm looking forward to experiencing, because as time goes on and the strength and youth dwindle, well, I'm not saying that I'm rushing to meet the Lord. No, 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 we don't want to do that. We do have to learn while we're here. And if we're still alive, it's the Lord that numbers our days. So, yeah, we don't want to go ahead and shortcut, because I think, well, we might disappoint the Lord a little bit if we give up too soon on the lessons he wants us to learn before we come into our by and by. I guess that's the way it says. There's a song down here that they want to be in there by and by. And come to, I don't know what it is. Anyway, I'm not of that brand of a Christian brand that sings that song or that hymn. But anyway, so to be young and strong again, yeah, wouldn't that be nice, baby boomers? But you know what? Reality check. Uh-oh. It ain't gonna happen. We can do exercises. We can eat right. We can watch our health. We can become as strong and as healthy as possible. Yes, but can we turn back time? No, we can't. But Cher, we can't turn back time. We cannot turn back time. No. And I used to think about that a lot. I've had episodes on that, thinking about the woulda, shoulda, coulda, shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And if I had done this instead of that, well, I didn't do any of this instead of that. I did this. And here I be. And I'm pretty happy where I'm at. I do want to improve things, yes, but where I am now beats a whole lot of alternatives and places that I have been in the past, that I'm sure glad that I'm not there and I'm here. Yes. So what can you do when you're not as young and strong, baby boomers? Here's the wind up in the pitch for the motivational encouragement of the day. Well, when you find yourself that you're not strong and you're not as strong and you're not as young and the days are dwindling and you feel like, oh, woe is me. All hope is lost. What am I going to do? I'll just sit here and wait for the death angel to come. Can't do that. Look, my mama is 98 years old, and she told me several times, she said, my house is to eat and sleep in. I got things to do. I ain't got time to be sitting at home waiting for the death angel. She said a lot of her friends that retired, a lot of her friends retired back when they were 60, 65, whatever it was at the time for retirement age. She said, it seemed like they all went home to die. And now all my friends are all gone one by one. They're all gone. There's only a few left. Well, only a few left now, because there's not a whole lot to make it to 98. But the ones that were dropping off early before they had their 70, which is 70 years for those that don't know that pre-score thing. Yeah, 70 years. A lot of folks died before that happened. Or a lot of folks I know, they work, and then they retire and then they drop dead. No, not for my mama, and I'm not even retired yet, but I ain't ready to drop dead. I got things to do. I need to talk to you all. I need to create. I need to let the tribe grow. I got a lot of stories to tell and folks to help. Hopefully encourage y'all to get the most out of that toothpaste tube. Yeah, we don't want to have any left by the time we're ready to stop brushing our teeth. If we got any of our own left? No! We want to enjoy life. So if you have, we're not as strong and as young as we used to be, or as young and strong as we used to be, but we can enjoy life, like I said, and I'm going to encourage you some more. What is it you want to do? Your dream, your goal, your passion that you might have let slip when you started getting busy working for the fam and trying to provide and trying to save up for the rainy day? Well, how many times is it going to pour before you figure out it's time to enjoy your life? Yeah. No matter what it is, whether it's a big thing or a small thing, I encourage you to figure it out and then enjoy life. Go for it. Want to learn something new? You want to go somewhere you've never been? You want to do something you've never done? Well, within reason, got to put that disclaimer right, because I don't want anybody saying, well, Bobby told me I could jump from the tallest building and fly. No, I didn't say that. No, I did not say that. I said enjoy life. Find something that you've always wanted to do. Something, someplace you've always wanted to be. Someplace you always wanted to go. Yeah, that's it. And do that. Yes, that's what I'm saying. You want to enjoy your life, what life you got left. That's why I love doing this show. And by the way, I got some almost good news, or kind of, well, to me it's good news. I spent a whole bunch of hours yesterday, or whatever it was, whenever you're listening to this real time, whatever, but I was trying to get this website, Bobby the Boomer website, up. I do have one that is for the podcast. This is what you see. A little picture of Bobby the Boomer in my Bobby the Boomer superhero outfit, and it tells the episodes. You can also go to iTunes, Spotify, or so many of the listening platforms of your choice to listen to Bobby. But I want to have a website so that we can communicate. I want to be able to have you leave comments, or maybe if you have an idea for a show, or you have a question for Bobby, or you just want to chit chat a little bit or something like that. that. I want to be able to communicate. I would like to have my own self-supporting thing. Yes, so I'm figuring out how to get this website. As soon as I get it up, I will give you the good news so that you can leave a comment. And hopefully you'll be nice and you'll be kind. But if not, just like rating on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen, you can say whatever you want. You're a free individual, free to express yourself however you want. And if I don't like it, I reckon I'll just have to get over it. But I hope I like whatever it is. And I want to give you opportunity to do that, to express yourself. And so we can get to know each other more than just you listen to old Bobby yap his gums. So, that's what I have for you today. I hope you do have a good day, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it is that you're listening to this. And I hope you will come back for the next Bobby the Boomer Show. And until then, I will just say goodbye and God bless.